Welcome. We trust you will be encouraged by this message from Mahesh Chavda by Chavda Ministries International. Real love, real people, real power.
Praise you, Lamb of God. Jenna saw a vision of the coconut. And the Bible is full of references to the palm, or that one of the fruits that produces the coconut. Palm also produces the date palm. There are date palms. But it took me to Psalm 92, which says, "The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree." So you are flourishing. That's one of the meanings of the prophetic. God says He wants you to flourish. So stand up for a moment and receive from the Lord fresh power, fresh anointing. As we worship Him tonight, your roots are flourishing, your branches are flourishing, and the fruit is flourishing right now. And it is not only more than enough for you, but for others. There are certain palm trees that said they have such permanence that they'll stand tall for 100 years. Keep on producing fruit in every season. They're not affected whether it's raining or whether it's storming or whether it's too much heat. The palm tree flourishes. Say, "I am flourishing." Tell your neighbor, "You shall flourish in every season." Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Be strong in the Lord. Be powerful in the Lord. Wherever there is any water, the palm tree can find it. And wherever you see the palm, in the middle of the however many miles of desert, when you see the palm, you know there is water there. Hallelujah. Let's let our roots get refreshed by the water of life. Out of you shall flow, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Hallelujah. Let the rivers be released. Put your hand on your belly by faith. Thank you, Father, for this season. Give us fresh water, supernatural water, living water. Out of our belly shall flow rivers of supernatural living water, refreshing. It doesn't matter whether you're 84 years or 18 years. It's the Lord making you flourish in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Raise your hands. Pray in the Spirit right now. We bless each and everyone joining us on the World Wide Web. We bless the Lord for your destiny, for your purpose. May God strengthen you with fresh anointing and power. Hallelujah. May the Lord make you fruitful in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. May you have permanence. May you not be like a tumbleweed, but may you be able to put your roots down in the living presence of Jesus Himself, who is the rock that cannot be moved. He is the one from whom the water flowed, the rock that followed them. It's Jesus. Thank you, Father. May He provide all kinds of awesome provision for you in the coconut. Is provision that it can produce oil that's the healthiest oil. I mean, it's all kinds of stuff is there. God says, "My provision is for you. I am the Lord, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provides for you sustenance and increase." Hallelujah. Other things can shrivel, but you are flourishing in the name of Jesus. Supernaturally, let the oil of joy be your portion in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank Him out loud. Thank you, Lord. Give Him praise. Give him thanksgiving. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Praise you. Yes, 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 yes. Praise you, Lord. You are in the presence of the Lord. God is giving someone a healing for your heart. It may be some kind of heart trouble, whatever, that Lord is giving some supernatural healing tonight. There is a healing for cancer. Maybe we may be watching on the web right now, but the Lord is in that healing oil he is applying to us right now. Thank you, Father. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Some digestive problems are being healed. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Give the worship team a big clap. Will you? Thank you, Father. Bless them, each one. We appreciate you guys. Amen. You may be seated. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. I heard about a man who was somewhat elderly, and he was passing by an airport, and an old place, and that had some of the old airplanes, and he asked who owned it and went to this guy and said, you know, my wife has always wanted to ride in one of those ancient, you know, those the propeller things that used to be going in the 1920s and 30s, whatever. And so my wife always wants to ride one of those. And I said, yeah, well, I'll give rides for a few hundred dollars. I'll take people up. He said, I don't have too much money. I said, okay, well, if you, when I do the loop-de-loops and all of that all over around the airport, over this area, if you promise not to say anything and zip your lip, you and your wife, I will give you for you for $100. He said, okay, that's fine. So they did all kinds of guys. Gave him a ride for 45 minutes, just everywhere, loop-de-loop, all of that. And when they landed, he congratulated the elderly gentleman and said, I'm surprised. You really meant to zip your lip and didn't say one thing. And the elderly gentleman said, boy, it took all my strength. Especially when my wife dropped out. The reason is the logic behind my joke. And I combine this with something else. What was Congress doing debating this week? It was a big issue, whether they were going to pass this resolution against anti-Semitism, right? Most of you heard about that. And they decided not, because there was one of their new heroes is this Islamic lady, Somali Islamic, very passionate, very committed Islamic hero now for many of these young leaders. There's a lady who is named Ocasio-Cortez. How many of you heard of, they call her AOC. And she says, we shall do away with airplanes in 10 years or something. And we're going to go by train. So I'm going to book my first train ride to Hawaii, you know. Do away with airplanes. That, I mean, it's really interesting. But there was this lady from Somalia, you know, born there, but now is in the Congress of the United States. Every time, it seems like every time she opens her mouth, it's some kind of anti-Semitic or anti-Israel statement. And they're having a hard time keeping control of her. The party she represents. And so they were supposed to do this resolution. And as you know, the watch, we are committed to to pray for Israel and the peace of Jerusalem according to the word of God. It's not political, it's the word of God. God has promised he will restore Israel. And Jesus, in fact, in Matthew 24 says, the same way that he ascended, he's going to descend. He's going to come to, basically, as he on the outskirts of Jerusalem, he ascended after he became, he was resurrected from the dead. So this is important within the New Testament and Old Testament. I will bless those who bless thee. That's the scripture. That's a promise for us today. How many of you want to be blessed? Man, he cannot bless me enough. I want more for me, my children, the flock that we pastor, the church. May you all be running over, loaded with the blessings of God. And if you don't want the, you know, you think it's enough, pray for your children that they will have running over. And then pray for your grandchildren in Jesus' name. Amen? It says, load it up. Give me all the benefits, Lord. Amen? And that's part of the blessing. By the way, I did want to mention to you, I'm so proud to see each one of you. You are unique and you are blessed of God, because this rain, I was going to keep my ears open if we heard the voice of the Lord say, build an ark. We want to be aware, because, I mean, we are blessed to have rain, but there is a time where you want to say, can we have a little break? So, by the way, I believe we were going to have a nice fire. What do we call it? Bonfire, yes. I love bonfires. I like to. I hope we have some singing and all of that. Is Michael here? Is he taking a break? We are having singing and all of that. Yeah. It's great fun. Are we going to roast marshmallows? You will? Awesome. Well, we can make those chocolate stuff. What do you do? S'mores, right? S'mores. Yeah. How many of you eaten s'mores? Great. We're going to have more, right? S'mores. More s'mores, Lord. But we had to, I said, geez, I was looking forward to it. And then we have to postpone it because it's not fun to sit out in the rain and we have a bonfire. So I think we may do it next week, I believe. Right, Jenna? I think that's what we hear. Michael? The end of the month. Okay. But are we going to have a popular request? It looks like we may want s'mores. Are we going to have s'mores? Yes. Hey, that's great. Yeah. Well, this is a good month to have it in. So the reason I was this referred to this resolution and this anti-Semitic move again, I would suggest as we ask for the Holy Spirit to move, and we ask, come Holy Spirit, but there is also the opposite spirit that we, as we worship and as we praise, even tonight, I felt like it is so important. So that's why I wanted to say how proud I am of each of you to come and show up in the house of the Lord. Because as the scriptures guide us, the apostolic word guides us and coaches us. And it says, your battle is not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities, demonic spirits in the second heaven. It's where you may not see it, but when the Lord opens your eyes, there were times where I had to pray, Lord, close my eyes, because I was seeing demonic, you know, sometimes the Lord, you don't want to pray unless you're ready. to open, I want to see heavenly things. Open my eyes to see angels and awesome, fun things. But there are times where you will see, at least you will see the fruit of the demonic activity. And the whole thing of abortion, for example, and there is a, it's not enough for the demonic spirits to see children, little babies in the womb massacred. It pushes, it wants more, more demonic. So even now, the last few weeks, there's been conversation of killing even babies about to emerge, or even if they have emerged. They call it post-birth abortion now. They're calling it, and they are encouraging that kind. What is that? That's a demonic, evil thing that it's hard for you to understand. We just make know that the Bible has the supreme wisdom for us and guidance, and the Bible shows us this is what's behind it. And then when you say, I've seen demonic spirits manifest after in people who are completely addicted to drugs or alcohol, and the demon will sometimes speak out. And our ministry is known as one of the major, when some years back, Regent University and Christian Broadcast Network wanted a special, one of the big major seminars and conferences on healing and deliverance. They asked two main leaders. The one was Father Francis McNutt, who was a former Catholic monk and priest. And then he got married with a beautiful couple that I know. They know me for over many years. And then myself as the other authority on healing and deliverance. And then we, when Azusa 100 at Los Angeles, the big meeting in the Los Angeles Coliseum, but they had seminars also, and they asked Francis McNutt, Brother Francis McNutt and myself to do the thing, the Azusa 100 teaching on healing and deliverance. So it's not, you know, we are, you might call us Bonnie, Pastor Bonnie and I, postgraduate professors who have done this stuff for many decades. So, you know, when a doctor has been doing all these, some of the things all their life, will say, this is a symptom of a heart attack. Here, go to emergency room right now. Because he had so much experience. So in the same way, we see what the demonic activity is. This kind of thing that would want to desire to kill babies even after they are born, you know, that's literally the thickening of the demonic spirit. So one of the things I want you to know is it is essential for the sake of this nation, for the sake of our children and grandchildren, that we keep the atmosphere over this nation, over our region, over our city, over where you live, clean with praise and worship, and that the name of God, the name of Jesus is being thrust out of there in the spirit realm, and we worship the name of Jesus and extol him, and it maintains a cleansing of the atmosphere so the demonic things aren't actively, we keep on praising the name of the Lord that destroys the power of darkness. So if we don't, if ongoing worship and praise and thanksgiving is not going up, then slowly those things will creep back. They are like, bugs, and we have to bug-proof our atmosphere constantly. But in that, one of the main spirits, and they talk about it, racism is a demonic spirit. Okay, there is no reason for it, but there is demon. Some anti-Semitism is the same thing. Something that will hate the Jewish people. And the same thing, anti-Semitism will go hand in hand with the spirit. It is the spirit of Antichrist. And it hates the Jews and it hates the Christians. Okay, the same thing. And it is fast trying to influence our nation. And so we have to discern what is happening behind the scenes. We saw literally when we had the vote for the Judge Kavanaugh a few months ago in October, that there were literal witches gathered. I mean, not they have the spirit of witchcraft, but I mean literally doing witchy incantations to put a curse on the Christians. And we were praying, I mean, and I hope he stays true to his roots, but Judge Kavanaugh was, we were praying for him and his wife and praying that we will be able to hold to the values of Judeo-Christian belief. All of that to say this, about 3 days ago, we stepped into the Jewish month of Adar. And this ends up being the month where God came through in the most amazing way and for the sake of his people and turned what was planned for horrible destruction and turned it around and gave a miracle and saved God's covenant people. So what I'm talking about is the celebration of the Feast of Purim. So in about a couple of weeks, well, in a week and a half or so, we will be celebrating specifically the Feast of Purim. And one of the things that the rabbis do is tell jokes. So I started practicing. This is the month of aggressively cultivating laughter and joy, because this is the month that Jews celebrate, believing Jews and Orthodox Jews. And there are, there are things in Jerusalem happening, and you might want to keep posted on in the few days. The rabbis will get, they get dressed up in the most silliest outfits and then tell the funniest stories, because this is to laugh at the devil. Because what the devil meant for harm, God turned it around and gave them a miracle. And we look at the book of Esther, and by the way, this is also brings Psalm 126. If you remember, we looked at it, put it in context last year, around the month of May, where God released, helped us. We are living in another prophetic hour. So last year, around May, when the American Korean Christians were in a concentration camp, in a sense, in a prison in North Korea, there was the plane of the Secretary of State who went there to North Korea, got them released, and flew them overnight. And the President of the United States met them. And as they did so, they gave us this a thank you note. Thank you to the people of the United States. They said the greatest country in the world. And then they quoted this psalm. So first we look at Psalm 126, which says, when the Lord brought back the captive ones of Zion, we were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter. So it's the Lord, by his miracles and turnarounds, he gives you laughter. Say, ha, ha, ha. Okay. And the laughter ministers healing too, by the way. I might share some of the scriptures, but laughter is like medicine. So it heals your soul. Can heal even your body. When our fourth child when Bonnie was pregnant with our fourth baby many, many moons ago, many years ago. And she could not hold the baby. She had a kind of ailment that the baby was going to be ejected, and she had to go to bed for 3 months, not get out of bed, basically. And one of the things that the Lord gave us a word, we both got it, was laugh. And so I would literally come, and we would share jokes, and I would get comedy tapes and played with her. And we just laughed. That was our assignment, laugh. And that was one of the ways that the Lord ministered healing to her womb that was in crisis. And praise God, even though the baby, Aaron, our son, was born 5 months premature, just think. So he wasn't in the tummy too long. But God miraculously preserved him. But part of the prescription God gave was laughter. So this month, we're going to take some extra effort that you're going to laugh and find ways by which you can laugh more and joy. Laughter. And then our mouth was filled with laughter. Say laughter. And our tongue with joyful singing. Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them, and the Lord has done great things for us, and we are glad. Now we turn to the book of Esther. And it's amazing that here the big debate these last few days, if you've been keeping up with the news, that the big stink was this Islamic lady. Her background is Somalian, and I'm familiar with some of their thinking because I was born in Kenya, Africa, and Somalia is just north of us. And a lot of troubles come from there, and a lot of terrorists come there to Kenya. And so you might have, 2-3 years ago, there was a big massacre of just regular good people in Kenya being terrorists came across, and they were from that region. So there is a lot of terrorism, but also a lot of hatred towards Israel and the Jewish people. So here now it's being imported into the Congress of the United States. And for 200 years, for example, we had a tradition that you people could not wear hats or do anything on their head. But now for this one committed Islamic, Sharia-believing, Sharia, we need to get educated in some of this because it's trying to be brought. It'll be a different court system. But in many areas, they're already functioning in England where it takes a long time to explain, but a woman is many, many times less than a man, that she has very few legal rights, that a woman can be treated in the most horrible manner with, I don't even want to talk about the stuff that can happen physically, even to little baby girls. Under this law that allows it. It's the Islamic law system. But they're going to promote, they already promoted it in England. So you can read up Sharia laws in England and see in different municipalities they are now exceeding. And they will always go for wherever these situations go. It's not racism because, see, I have to be careful. This is spiritual things. And we are talking about spiritual influences. Our founding truths and freedoms are from the Judeo-Christian values. So you, if you believe in Jesus Christ, your values are Judeo-Christian. Okay, that's so this is, it's quite something that this is happening. how prophetic it is and how it's important for us to keep. So I want to commend you to coming to the house of the Lord besides Sunday mornings, some other time, especially Friday night, is because it's a Sabbath night for the Jewish people. And for us, we usually light a candle to honor the Sabbath. And we pray and take the Word of God seriously and worship Him. So here is Esther, chapter 3. After these things, King Ahasuerus, which by the king, his name is not Ahasuerus, but it was a title called Great Father or Big Father, something like that. He's a lord. He's the king. So he's the king of the Persian Babylonian Empire. He promoted Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the Agagite. Now, I hope I don't bore you with the details, but King Saul was commanded by the Lord to destroy the whole tribe of Agag because they were really, like, from top to bottom, they were Antichrist spirit was lodged in those. And they hated, and they would kill and massacre Jews wherever they were. So the king, King Saul was commanded by the Lord to destroy this tribe, but he did not. And so the Agagites survived. And when you don't listen to the Lord, centuries later, this comes back and bites you on sensitive places. So Haman, and later when we do go more into the detail, another time, maybe we'll see when I feel like the Lord will tell us. And once a year we have to really go into the book of Esther. That's what the Orthodox Jewish people do, and we should. They have a great reason why. They celebrate the great deliverance of the people of God from what the devil had planned. So he was Haman, this demonic entity. Well, I'll read some more and tell you. And advanced him and set him his seat above all the princes who were with him and all the king's servants. So he was put in a place of power, just like in the Congress of the United States. And all the king's servants who were within the gate bowed and paid homage to Haman, for so the king had commanded concerning him. But Mordecai would not bow or pay homage. This is the adoptive father of Esther. Then the king's servants who were within the king's gate said to Mordecai, "Why do you transgress the king's command?" Now it happened, when they spoke to him daily and he would not listen to them, that they told it to Haman to see whether the Mordecai's words would stand. For Mordecai had told them that he was a Jew. When Haman saw that Mordecai did not bow or pay homage to him, Haman was filled with wrath. But he disdained to lay hands on Mordecai alone, for he was sneaky, but they had told him of the people of Mordecai. Instead, so Mordecai's people were who? They were the Jews. Esther was a Jewish princess. She became the queen. But he disdained to lay hands on Mordecai alone, for they had told him of the people of Mordecai, the Jews. Instead, Haman sought to destroy all the Jews who were throughout the whole kingdom of Ahasuerus, the people of Mordecai. So see, here is a man who so insulted. Haman is the demonized man who hates the Jews. He is a representative of the spirit of anti-Semitism. Because what does he want to do? Destroy the Jews. Oh, wherever we find them in this kingdom, they will be massacred. We are going to sneak in a way in which the Jews will be hated and destroyed. That is the spirit of Haman, which is the spirit of Antichrist. So we see this once again, the speeches against the Jews in Israel these last few weeks. What are those that you recognize? See, it's like a doctor who says, what is it? Let me take your blood pressure. Let me take your pulse. What's your blood pressure? Hey, these things indicate you might have a heart attack or you just got a stroke. I mean, in that same way, we can smell the stink of the spirit of Antichrist. That is the spirit of anti-Semitism. So why does that bother? Because we want our country to be blessed. I want America to be blessed, and I want my family to be blessed. And I will bless those who bless thee. That is the word of God, that if we bless Abraham and his children, if we bless the Jewish people, we will be blessed. We have taken that as one of the words of God that is important for us, that if we are to have revival and see America the head and not the tail, if we want our country to be blessed, we better make sure that we bless Israel and we bless Jerusalem. That's why it was a significant event in the last 70 years. After 70 years, the birth of Israel, we recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. It pleased the heart of God. And God was very happy. I want to tell you that because the word says that. So how many of you want to make God happy? Amen? Yeah. How many of you want God mad? And that trying to hurt the Jewish people and Israel makes God mad. Simple math. 1 + 1 = 2. So in that then, this is the plan is birth. Haman and his cohorts plan where they will kill the Jews. And at the end you find that he prepares a big gallows to hang Mordecai on and get his revenge. And suddenly God turns it around. And so it's become God delivers the Jews. And it's a great story of deliverance. So that's why we have, as right now, in a few days, we will celebrate. But we are getting ready now to celebrate and get this atmosphere cleansed from any spirit over our nation and over us in any way, the spirit of Haman, the spirit of Antichrist. And one of the things, this is the time. And so we are going to, part of our prescription then, is look at Proverbs 15, 13. All the days of the afflicted are bad, but a cheerful or a joyful heart has a continued feast. And then Proverbs 17. Verse 22. A joyful heart. Or a laughing heart. Is good medicine. But a broken spirit dries up the bones. So joyful heart. So we learn afresh. Be happy. So tell your neighbor, be happy, neighbor. And the spirit of Haman, God hates it. And so we recognize, therefore, that I think I have shared enough about recognizing this spirit. And so we are going to, in the coming days, celebrate Queen Esther's life, that this is the Jewish princess. And it's loaded with so much fun, the whole book. And there is a mystery. And because part of the fun in this is throughout, it's the one book in the whole Bible that does not mention the word God specifically. Just tells a story. But in every other sentence, it's loaded with the presence of God. And it shows and it teaches us that God has a purpose in the lives of all of us, that all of you matter to the Lord, that not one of you said there is a purpose that's working in all of our lives, that He has intended to do awesome things for Him. Each of you have a destiny. Here is an orphan girl that is left. I mean, no one wants her. And then Mordecai adopts her and tells her, you are unique. You are gifted. Make sure that we give prophetic words to our children and say, God has a destiny over you. That's why we believe in the prophetic. We believe in releasing it and prophesying over people that God wants to achieve His purpose through you. And as there is a prophetic energy that God wants to release over His people, that we can prophesy and see the power of God released over all of you. I was so blessed when we had, by the way, we want to say a blessing, send a blessing to Pastor Bonnie, that she's addressing several hundred prophetic women in a large gathering in Seattle. So we send blessing and anointing over her. But I was remembering our gathering of wonderful ladies that came with the Daughters of the Lion. There were some prophetic, Daughters of the Lion. There were prophetic lionesses that God brought from Scotland, from Netherlands, from Belgium. And then we saw the amazing miracle of this precious Muslim woman. Just by the way, God loves the people there in the Middle East. He loves the Muslim people. Just want you to know the spirit of murder and death and legalism that some of the things, even though we may have reservations about the gay lifestyle, we love everybody. And over there in that country, in some of the Islamic nations, part of the Sharia is if they find anyone they call gay or homosexual, they take them to the highest building and throw them off the roof or stone them to death. And even a young girl, has a date with a man who says, yeah, can I see you? The high school kids, last week, two high school kids were killed in the tribal areas of Pakistan because they just wanted to see each other and greeted each other. And the honor killing of Sharia is you do the slightest thing without the presence of whole bunches of people that you have dishonored the family and they'll kill. It is so, the more you read about it, the more yuck you will feel like. It's yuck, yuck, yuck. But I said, well, to be politically correct, I respect everybody, but don't bring that stuff into this country. And we are praying God cleanse our system and keep us. Praise God that He has revealed Jesus Christ to you, that He has brought, and people have fought, lost their lives to preserve the Bible for us, the Old and New Testament. So this is a time. But the thing is, in the end, I don't want to get over serious because this is God. This is the month of laughter. We're going to laugh at the enemy. That God is arising and supernaturally, the gallows that Haman had formed to hang Mordecai, God turns it around where Mordecai, the spirit of anti-Semitism, hatred, is hanged by there on the highest gallows. And I guess anyway, I'm reminded of that scene in Singing in the Rain. How many of you like that old movie, Singing in the Rain? And there is a Donald O'Connor number in that. You can look it up on YouTube. and he does all kinds of silly things and he sings, make him laugh. Remember? Make him laugh. Make him laugh. Don't you know everyone wants to laugh? My dad said, be an actor, my son, but be a comical one. They'll be standing in lines for those old honky-tonk monkey shines. Anyway, I remember that song. Make them shine. Make them laugh. Make them laugh. Look up your homework tonight. Is go to YouTube and put in Donald O'Connor. Go make them laugh. And it's just, above all, let's laugh. And let anointed laughter destroy the devices of the enemy. May the Lord bless Israel. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem and revival for America that has blessed Israel by moving its embassy to Jerusalem. Hallelujah. We are going to see. I hope we can drive by, do something with the new embassy when we go. How many of you know we're going to go on a tour to Israel? Okay, I'm looking forward to it and pray we'll have a blessed journey. And the more this anti-Semitism comes, the thing that made me quite impatient was they were finally allowed, God gave them an opportunity to really say, we will not have this kind of junk in America of hatred for Israel and the Jews. And yet, the Congress of the United States became, showed their yellow stripe, cowardly, and they changed the language, and it's no longer, we will stand by Israel. It was something else. And so, this is very, I thought it was very prophetic. In three days ago, we stepped into the month in the Jewish calendar called Adar. And this is the month that in a week and a half or so, on March 20th, in a few days, that'll be the specific day for Purim. Say Purim. So that's the celebration in the Jews for their great deliverance. And it's a type for us. When it may seem hopeless, God will turn it around and he will answer our prayers. That is, by the way, and they combine. In the book of Esther, you find that they combine their prayers with fasting. And we, as a congregation, as a people, fasted the first 40 days of this new year. And now you see the reason why. Because as all of the Jews, they were commanded to fast for 3 days. No water. And no food. And God heard their cry and sent deliverance. So it was with their fasting and prayer. And then God gave courage to Esther. Because you can't show up before a king without approval, pre-approval. And she turned up before the Lord. You could get executed. And yet she had grace. And the king showed favor and stretched his scepter towards her and accepted her coming into the presence. That was the grace of God, but it took courage. So in these kinds of situation, one of the things that God expects his people to know that you have a purpose, you have a destiny. And that's where the famous word Mordecai tells her, how do you know that God did not raise you up for such a time as this? That you have your, this is why you were chosen. As an orphan girl, God made you win the beauty contest. You were able to become the wife of the most powerful emperor on earth. And it's for this so that you can rescue your people. So for such a time as this, God has chosen us to worship him, to release the name of Jesus over us and over our nation, that we can have revival. That's part of God's chosen purpose over each of us. So, and do it with laughter. keep your heart happy and merry, and then tell, if it requires jokes, tell jokes, but laugh in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So, Michael, sing us a happy song, and we will dance and celebrate God's deliverance. And then we will pray. We want to bless right here from now the situations that were devastated by this storm, especially in the Alabama area. I have been in places where tornadoes, I was many moons ago, I was right in the middle where 27 people died. And I was parked in my, I still have the scar with my hand was smashed and the blood started spurting out in the middle of a tornado. And so our hearts go to the people of Alabama that suffered, families that lost people. But we want to right now just, our God is God. He's a mighty God, mighty to save America, mighty to save Israel, mighty to bless our nation, our families, every one of our children. Be mighty in God and have a purpose, have destiny. Be anointed. May your people rise up, Lord. We worship you. Thank you. You are giving us revival. You are giving a turnaround for each of us. This is the time. Hallelujah. Joy and laughter. Hallelujah. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this message. To order more great resources by Mahesh Chavda, visit us at chavdaministries.org. For a full catalog of our products, you can call us at 1-800-730-6264. God bless you.